N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.
Welcome back to N10, to a very chilly 1st of February. We've got a great show for you this week. We celebrate a successful first year in business with contemporary Indian restaurant Zain Zaar.
I'm here to support this new business, well, not so new because it's their first anniversary. And I think it's important in this difficult economic times to support businesses to make sure that they survive.
We talked to photographer Matt Humphrey about his vision for the local gallery on Avenue Muse.
The idea behind the local gallery is that it's a local space for local artists to exhibit and sell their work through us. It is also a working photographic studio for hire. The very, very first photo shoot that I did in here was for production of King Lear at the West Yorkshire Playhouse. The lead actor, a local, Tim Pigott-Smith, came here along with a team from the West Yorkshire Playhouse, and we did a fantastic photo shoot here.
And our What's On piece this week is an Emerging Writers Festival at the Chicken Shed.
So somebody coming to see the show, coming to see the Emerging Writers, will see a bit of everything, a bit of dance, a bit of comedy, a bit of real drama. It'll be a bit for everybody. And we're sort of keeping them a bit quiet. We want people to be excited by it.
You're listening to N10 with me, LJ. So we start this week with an evening held last night at restaurant Zain Zaar. An event attended by the Mayor of Haringey, Gina Adamu, and also the Mayor of Barnet, as the restaurant is just on the border of both boroughs, Lisa Rutter. In amongst the delicious food being served up, we managed to talk to owner Saeed Jaffer about his year in business in Muswell Hill.
Business is Indian contemporary food, like more of a kind of a fusion. We also have a kind of a milkshake bars, we have a shisha lounge.
How has Muswell Hill embraced the idea of a shisha pipe?
Lots of people have been surprised, because initially when I wanted to open this business in Muswell Hill, I got at least 8 objections. When people they come over and they look at the shisha, lots of people, they don't know what a shisha is. But when they're here, and they would love to try it once, and they liked it.
Just for people that don't know what a shisha is, describe it.
Shisha is traditional kind of a pipe where it's been used in the Middle East. We have 2 different types of shisha, which is one is herbal, no nicotine or tar, and the other one which you do is a 0.05% of nicotine. Lots of people they think it's a pot because it looks like a pot because you smoke a pot from that, but it's not. The reason why you use it, water in it, because it gets filters out and takes the flavor, and it's like usually in the Middle East, where after the food, they will sit and have a cup of tea and a coffee, smoke a shisha, and relax basically for half an hour.
And do you like a shisha pipe?
Oh, yes, I do. I have one in my home, so I usually...
What flavour do you like?
I do double apple, we do mint and lemon.
We're in your restaurant this evening, so what's going on here?
We've been here for a year. We said, let's market a day and invite our council to come over and support the small businesses, because current climate, business is hard. We have Mayor Barnett.
I'm here to support this new business, well, not so new because it's their first anniversary, the Zain Zaar Indian Cuisine. And I think it's important in this difficult economic times to support businesses to make sure that they survive. Of course, there have been some businesses closing. Obviously, if the rent is too high, businesses can't afford it. And it's a shame. You know, we don't want to see businesses closing. It makes me very sad.
We have Mayor of Haringey.
I like Indian food. My husband he's not here tonight. We often eat Indian milk. I'm very happy to recommend them, and if they give me some business cards, to give them to my colleagues. They made us feel very welcome, and the place is very nice. And I hope, I wish them all the success.
As well as a few councillors from Barnet Councils, owner of St. Albans Football Club, including, of course, my beautiful wife there, Tamina.
Okay, well, thank you very much and good luck for the next year.
Thank you very much for coming over.
That was Saeed Jaffer from Zain Zaar and Mayor of Barnet, Lisa Rutter, and of Haringey, Gina Adamu. And now to photographer Matt Humphrey, an ex-secondary school teacher, now a professional photographer and owner of the local gallery on Avenue Muse.
The idea behind the local gallery is that it's a local space for local artists to exhibit and sell their work through us. It is also a working photographic studio for hire. The very, very first photo shoot that I did in here was for production of King Lear at the West Yorkshire Playhouse. The lead actor, a local, Tim Pigott-Smith, came here along with a team from the West Yorkshire Playhouse, and we did a fantastic photo shoot here. So, I mean, it's a very usable space. We aim to have cultural events happening here as well. So we've already had a 12-piece choir, some spoken word poetry, a singer-songwriter performing his work, and in the spring I'm going to start up a camera club. I'm planning to do a series of workshops whereby people will turn up, will talk through several features of the cameras, and then go out and practice them. So take a walk around Alley Pally or up and down the Broadway or into Highgate Woods or something like that. I also have a printer here, so a lot of photographers already have been bringing me their prints.
What kind of sizes can you print?
Up to A2, and on fibre-based papers or photographic paper, and really, the same quality of prints that I know David Bailey is doing, for example.
Oh, that's really good to know. So yeah. Describe some of the work for people listening on the walls. What have you got?
Well, at the moment, we're in between shows, so we've got our kind of stock of photography, my own photography, and my business partner Norman's painting and artwork.
What's this up here, this one?
This is a portrait of a jazz musician called Buddy Greco, who was one of the original Rat Pack. It's a portrait that I took last year as part of a project called 3131. The idea was to take 31 portraits in 31 days of renowned musicians and then to raise money for charity. So I had Buddy Greco, Lee Scratch Perry, Goldie, Razor Light, Carl Barrett, a whole variety of musicians. And this is one of the prints that I'm selling at a slightly larger size as well.
And that was on the back of the other one that you did with the actors, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us about that.
In 2010, I started a project, this project 3131, where I photographed 31 actors in as many days, including Kevin Spacey, Jeff Goldblum, Jeremy Irons, Benedict Cumberbatch, a few locals as well, John Sim, Dave Morrissey. And through an auction of those limited edition prints, I raised money for Crohn's and colitis.
And this year?
This year,
31 locals.
Yeah, 31 locals. Well, actually, this year I'm going to be doing a slightly different project called the Muswell Hillbillies, whereby I'm going to photograph local tradesmen, people, characters, personalities, the faces of Muswell Hill, basically.
Tell us a little bit about your background then.
Well, I'm a photographer, have been a professional for the last 4 years. Before that, I was a secondary school languages, modern languages teacher, and I left teaching 4 years ago. At the time, I was teaching in Hong Kong. So a bit of a career change, but photography...
How did that come about?
Well, photography's always been my passion.
I mean, you've only been a photographer 4 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've done bloody well.
Thank you.
You think?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's kind of all happened so quickly. And in some ways, I felt like I was taking on too many things all at once. But really, as I said, photography's always been my passion. And I know there are a lot of photographers out there in Muswell Hill that for whom photography and art is also a passion. So really, I'm hoping that through the local gallery, we can help those people. I think you just have to find your niche, which hopefully I have done with the theatre and film photography.
Mention the theatre. You didn't talk about the theatre.
When I came back from Hong Kong, I started working at the Old Vic Theatre as stage crew and pursued the photography as a sideline. So started doing backstage photography and captured a lot of great actors
behind
in their
the
dressing
scenes.
Rooms. Yeah, behind
nice.
The scenes.
The best ones, really.
Yeah.
The best photos. Yeah,
yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, Kevin Spacey in his dressing room
amazing.
Was quite an,
Spacey,
you know,
yeah.
an intimate situation to be in, as well as other fantastic actors like Anne-Marie Duff, Stephen Mangan, Ethan Hawke, Rebecca Hall, all of these great actors that have come in into the Old Vic. So I kind of explored and sidestepped from the crew work into photography at the theatre.
So what's coming up then this year
what's
for you?
What's coming up? Well, already we've had a booking for an exhibition by a local artist. I think it's probably going to be early summer. The local artist is called Nick Scammell. I'm not sure what the exhibition is going to be called.
What kind of stuff does he do?
He does photography kind of mixed with installation. So I don't want to say too much about it because
okay.
it's going to be quite a different exhibition.
Okay.
So that's coming up. There's another local artist called Anya Beaumont who does work amongst local primary schools, and she's going to be doing a workshop here end of May, I think. The gallery opens every weekend, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, 11 till 5.
That was photographer Matt Humphrey. And finally, a quick look at what's on. This week, we're at the Chicken Shed with Susan Jamson. I'd never been to the Chicken Shed before, and I was so impressed with the lovely atmosphere and the warm welcome and the exciting projects they have running. I'll definitely be going up to Southgate to catch some of the shows this year. Here's a couple of the things they've got coming up in the next couple of weeks.
We've got the Emerging Writers Week, which is the first time we've done it. We do a writer's workshop regularly with people who want to write. And this is an opportunity of people who have written things to actually put their shows on in our studio theatre. So I believe there's five shows each night running from the 15th to the 18th of February. Five very different shows, physical theatre, comedy, a play. All lasting about, each play will last about an hour, all very different. So somebody coming to see the show, coming to see the Emerging Writers, will see a bit of everything, a bit of dance, a bit of comedy, a bit of real drama. It'll be a bit for everybody. And we're sort of keeping them a bit quiet. We want people to be excited by it. And we go into main production on the 5th of March with Shakespeare's Island, which is our spring show. It's a massive show with a huge cast of around 180 people. And it's our professional performing cast, and they're joined by our students. We've created a show called Shakespeare's Island, where the storyline is that Shakespeare is marooned on an island, and he starts to think about how people are going to see himself and how people are going to see his plays. And in the show, there will be extracts from Midsummer Night's Dream, from Romeo and Juliet, from The Tempest, and from various other Shakespeare plays.
That was Susan Jamson from the Chicken Shed. And that's all we have for this week. My thanks to Saeed Jaffa, Matt Humphrey and Susan Jamson, and of course the two mayors, Lisa Rutter and Gina Adamu. All the details from this week's interviews are online at muswellhillmedia.co.uk/N10. And if you'd like to take part or have any comments, you can post on the website or you can follow us on Twitter at MuswellHM. Till next week, goodbye.
N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.